Tzimamirin. The chutzim of two people own a korban, there's no din tamura. Like Rashi says, because the Tanya Yaakov Amirin chutzmin ashutfim, the fisha kola parsha kula nemra b'loshin yochid. In the parsha of tamura in the Torah, it says those things b'loshin yochid, meaning to say only a yochid and not shutfis. It says clearly here these two kids, the two sons, cannot make tamura. The question is why? Eliamrit loikanya, if you're telling me now that they have no kinyan, it's not considered like their korban, but rather Yerusha, just means they're taking over the father's korban. And they're bringing the father's korban, if so, amure nami limru, let them make tumur also. It's not considered a korban shel shutfim, they're not partners, the two sons, they're only taking over the father's korban, it's the father's. So the father was a yochid, so how come they can't make tumura? So for instance, here it's different. It could be really maybe... Shani Hossam over here is different. What Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, the Rashi says, Shani Hossam, the Afagav LeKanyalu, even though the sons do not have a kinyan in it, Rashi says, still it's Xeris HaKosavu. Here it's different. The Shnei Yorshamei Mamirim Zeva Shifr Shavim. Here it's a special Xeris HaKosav that the two sons, when they Yarshan their father, even though it's not really considered their korban, still they cannot make tamura. Why the Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, Im Heimer Yomer. So this Pasuk tells us, L'Rabba says HaYerish. To Marba that a Yerish could also make Tumura. But the Diyak is, Echad Meimer, V'yein Shnai Memirim. In this Pasuk, that's Marba Yerish. In other words, not only the father that was first Makdish the animal can make Tumura, but when he dies, true, his son could also make Tumura on this carbon. But only if there's only one son, and not two. Because the Lashon Rashi says, Echad Meimer, to hard the Yerush Remer, that we're dashing a Pasuk now, that even the Yerush, the son, could also make Tumura, the carbon of it. Mehochan Afkalon, in Heimer, it says, Heimer, the Rabbi says, a Yerush. Now, the heaven, Moslem Michtav, Im Yemer, Joshua said, Im Yemer. What's Lashon Heimer? That's a Ribuy. To teach us, even the son could make Tumura. But still, Vachanami, Beloshin Yochid Kosvei. Still, the Torah writes it, Beloshin Yochid. So this ribuy of Im Hamer, to say even the Yerush could make Tumura, it's only if it's only one and not two. So therefore it could be that the Yarshim do not have their own kinyan. They're only taking over their father's carbon. Still, if it's two, there's no Tumura, because it's a special Gzeres HaKosav, Im Hamer, Loshin Yochid, and not the two. But Maskiv law Rav Yaakov Menopokus. Rav Yaakov asked the question here, Elamiyat, if you want to tell me this, you say that the two sons cannot make tamura, Gabe Meiser, by Meiser Sheni. There's such a locha, if you're poida, you redeem the Meiser Sheni, you have to be Meiser for Chaimish, you have to get another fifth. The Pasuk says, Vim Goyal, you Goyal, if when you're poida, when you redeem your Meiser Sheni, so you have to, the rabbi says, a Yerush. There's a Chiddush here, that even a Yerush. If the Yarshim that Yarshim is their father is Meiser Sheni, when they redeem it, they're considered like the owner, and therefore they have to add another fifth. That's the law of Meiser Sheni. If you redeem your own Meiser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. If it's somebody else's, you don't have to. Your own, you have to. So it says even the Yerush has to add on a fifth. So Chure Hachinam here also tell me, Echad Goyal V'yein Shnei Goyalim. V'yein Shnei Goyalim. If there'll be two sons, the Yash and the father, they're not considered like the owner, and they will not have the voice of the Chaimish, it's not true? So, and Chur wants to make the same thing. It says, In Goyal Yigol also Loshin Yochid. So Mar says, no. Shani Maisa, Maisa Sheni is different. The Gabi Avu and Nami Isa V'shutfis. Because even by the father, he could have partnership in Maisa Sheni. And then if he'll redeem it, he'll have to pay an extra fifth. And Rashi says, Isa b'shutfis. Le'ashkechon demiyat shutfim lipidyun ma'isa sheni. We don't find any miyat that shutfim do not have a loch of ma'isa sheni. O tumura in the time of Mishum, the chol ha'pash, emar b'loshin yochid. It's only by tumura we said there's no tumura by shutfim, by partners, because the old parasha talks about loshin yochid. But by ma'isa sheni, since even if the father would have partnership with somebody else, and then he would want to redeem his share of the Maisa Sheni, he would have to add a fifth. Therefore, if two sons, Yash and their father, even though they're considered like Shutfim, still, they have to be Maisa of the fifth. But oh, Malay Rabbas and the Rabashi, whom we know, from here itself, I have a question. It's going to be like this. If you can tell me, it's very good, that a Yerush, a son, that Yash and his father, when his father left over the korban, now it's considered the son's korban. The son has a kinyan here. He has a schus in this korban. That the kapara should be for him. If so, hainu dechad miyumemer. Then it's very good if the father only left over one son, that this son can make tumura. That if he takes another animal next to this korban and says, zu tacha zu, this one should be like that one, it's good why it says, then there is a din tumura. Because in order to be maimer, you have to be an owner of the korban. But if you're going to tell me, like Anyalu, know that the Yoshim do not have any kinyan in their father's korban, it does not belong to them. If so, heichi maimer, how could they make tumura altogether, even if it's only one son? I've omer abavua. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ha-makdish, moistav chaymish. The one that's makdish something, Rosh says, Odom, shenoda korban v'frisha chavera mishaloi, l'schapa boi, sa-noider, v'hum emobo l'chaloi, im ha-mafrish, mechaloi, moistav chaymish. If you are makdish a korban, and later a mum happens to it, so now the locker is, you let it be poiderit. So if you, if the owner ha-makdish, the one that was makdish it, if he is the one that's being paid with now, he has to add another fifth onto it. Whom is chater, but the one that receives the kapara, now here was, Reuven, was makdish this animal for Shimon. Shimon did a chet, Shimon needed the kapara, so Reuven was makdish this animal for his friend Shimon. So it says clearly, whom is chater reisa tmura. Shimon, the one that receives the kapara, the one that has the ownership of this korban, that receives something from it, he could make tmura. But you have to have something in the korban to make tumura. If you take off truma samaisris from your own field for somebody else, you want a pot to somebody else's tevel. So you're taking off truma samaisris from your field for your friend. That is a special hano enjoyment that you have, that you're allowed to give this tumura, this truma to any kind you want, and sometimes they'll even pay money for it, and you're allowed to keep that money. Shalai, it belongs to the one that's being terim. Even though Reuven is taking off truma from his peris for Shimon's peris, even though Shimon is the one that's receiving like the het the tevel, still the tevel sanah goes to the terim. So it comes out that the matish and the terim, they have the lochis, but by tumura it depends upon the person that receives something from the korban. You have to be a meschaper. You have to receive kapara from the korban. So therefore, if the Yorshim have a kinyan, that they'll receive a kapara from the korban, it's very good. Then that's what it can make tumura. But if you tell me the Yorshim have no kinyan in the father's korban, it still remains the father's korban, why could they make tumura? They have no kapara altogether, it doesn't belong to them, so why could they make tumura? So my answer is like this, I'll tell you maybe, mikva loy mechapra, maybe no. Maybe it's not really called the kinyan. Maybe the Yorshim did not really own the korban. That means kivra means that the korban is set aside now to be for the sons. No, it's not set aside for the sons. They do not really own it. But I tell you though, mikufya mechapro. It's like a floating kapara. The korban itself is not really their korban. But our koponim, they do get a floating type of a kapara held for the sons also. In other words, the Ika Korban belongs to the father, true. It could be. The Ika Kinyan is still the father's. Just as a new type of a kapara, they receive something, the kids could receive something from it, mikufia, a new type of a lushan, a floating lushan. Rashi says, umishani, in the middle, mikivya loy mechapra, mikufya mechapra, kapara kavua, a steady kapara, shia yorish bail of mamish, that to say this son now is mamish, the owner of this korban, elem, no, that the son does not have. Therefore it's very good. The father left over a mincha. And two sons, Yash and the father, they're allowed to bring this mincha. And it's not called the mincha shel shutfim, because they do not really own it. Avul kapora kufya v'tzafa memela yeshlem. But a floating type of a kapora memela comes onto the sons. Vilkach memela, therefore they can make tzmura. It's like the real owner is still the father. He's the owner of the carbon. Just, there is a din Yerusha, the kid's Yashin, the type of the Yerusha means that a floating, like it floats off, the Kuvah says Saf means floating, it floats off onto them also. So the Kinyan HaKarvin still belongs to the father. That's why the two sons could bring the Mincha. They do not own the Batera Shutfis, but our Kaparim, they can make Tumura, because the type of the Kapara, they do receive something from this Karvin. They have to do with this Karvin, they receive the Kapara, a floating type of the Kapara. We'll see this story again soon later. Iboila, the question like this. Kipru al ma shebo oilai kipru. Rashi says, Kodshim shenizbuchu shtar lishman. Let's say they brought a korban shtar lishman. So yikrivu, you have to bring it. Utanan, we went to our Mishnah, le'ol l'shem chayv, somebody was makdish a korban oilai, and they shechted it l'shem shlomin, so he's not yitzis chayv, you have to bring another one. V'sarok lo v'yacher. Miu mi boilai im kipru ala chet shufa shu'olov. The question is, though, with this first korban that you brought, do you have a kapara or not? In other words, this din of shloim lishmo, that the Mishnah says, if you shech the korban oilo, l'shem v'shlomim, that the korban itself is kosher, just the owner is not mekayim is chayiv, does that mean mehilchas neder, he has to bring another one, but maybe the kapara, the forgiveness he has with the first korban? Or else maybe no, since the first korban, he's not yotzis chayiv with it, it can't help him. He is like not the owner of it. It's like in the dove now. It's not his, and he has no kapara. That's the question. Ibarlihu kipru amasha bo, a korban that's puzzle. That meaning that le'ol l'shem chayiv, the owner is not yotzis chayiv. Does he have a kapara or not? I like kipru. Amar Sheshes Bredu Avidi Mistav, where the svara should be the like kipru. The svara should be no, that the person does not have his kapara with the first korban that was brought shalei l'shmo. True, they can still do the avodis, but he has to bring another one for his kapara. What's the reason why? The yisagodaitz, you can tell me and think. Yisagodaitzuch kipru, that with the first korban he has his kapara. If so, sheni lamahovo, why is he bringing the second korban for? He already has his kapara. He has no mochatoyim. So why should he have to bring a second korban? So since he starts to bring a second one, that's a svar to say the first one does not give him the kapara, the forgiveness. That's why he has to bring a second one. Mar says, why? V'yelamai, said the other way. V'yelamai, what do you want to tell me? Loi kipru, what do you want to tell me with the first korban? He has no kapara. If so, I have a kasha on that also then. Lamahu korav, why do you bring the first one? Because obviously your question is, if the second one does not give him a forgiveness, what do you bring it for? In other words, the purpose of the korban is to give him a forgiveness. Give him a kapara. So if you don't understand why they should bring the second one, the same question should be, why do you bring the first one then? If you could tell me with the first korban he has no kapara, that's why he has to bring a second one. So the question is, what's the use of the first one? Why bring the first one? Like, what's bothering you here? Manashach. Manashach, one of these two kabbonis is being brought without a kapara. Summer of Ashi. So is it the Sarachin over here? The Hainu Kashmir Shlok, we had this question already before. Now we're Shlok, it's his question. But the Samaria is like this. Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Shisha Brei de Rav Idi. He answers this and says, this is what was bothering him. Like this. Not Mamanashach. Both ways, only one way was bothering him. It's like this. So if you tell me now the first carbon does not give him a kapara, so I understand why he has to bring, why he brings the first one. Shalai lishmoi, mikoyach lishmoi kasi. You know why the first carbon is still brought? Because the shas you were makdish it, you were supposed to do it lishmo. When you first makdish this first korban, you already did a chet, so there's a purpose why you're bringing it. In the middle of bringing it, something went wrong. So I can understand, like, since you started to bring it, continue bringing the first one. But your kapara you do not have yet, until you bring the second one. It's very good why you bring a second one. Oshani lamahu bo lechaper, that I understand. Eli yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Eli yamrit. Kipru, that the first one gives you a kapara. If so, here's bother me, sheni lamahu bo, what have you been the second one for now? There's no reason even to be makdashit. You have your kapara already. So for the question now, this is, what's such a vikasha? But you made a nether. The side is that you made a nether, so for your nether, you're not yotzi your nether. But could be that's good for the question, no. What was your nether? Your nether was to bring a carbon, and what's the purpose of a carbon? To receive a kapara. So if you receive the kapara with the first one, you're making your nether also. Yeah. That's the question. Why in the world should bring a second one? Mm-hmm. That's as far as to say that about what you have to say is with the first one, you do not have your kapara yet. And therefore it's good why you have to bring a second one. Because you made a nether to bring a carbon oila. What is a carbon oila? Something that gives you forgiveness. You are over in Yisra Asay, Alav She'ein by Maisa, you did certain averus. You made a nether, now you bring carbon oila to give you the kapara. So since you don't have the kapara from the first carbon, it's good why you have to bring the second one. So that's when we come out, the first one is not mechaper, but the second one is. Hiboilu, I have a question like this now. Esay d'liyachar afrosho, mechapra loy mechapra. Anu shayla. a person was mafresh a korban oila. Now we say to bring a korban oila, the purpose is, if you were over an Isser Aseh, or any law that you don't deserve malchus on, the korban is mechaper. So is the pshat that you have to first do the averus, and then your mafresh is set aside a korban to give you forgiveness for those averus? Let's say after your mafresh a korban, you have to run and did another avera. The question is, can this korban now be the chaper on that avera also? You didn't bring it yet. Your only mafresh, you only set it aside. That's the shayla. After your mafresh a korban, the korban oila, could it still give you kapara now? Me, I'm reading, do I say? Now let's see, more like this. Me, I'm reading, do I say? Me, I'm reading, one svar is, me did they have a chattis? That maybe a korban oila should be like the korban chattis. Ma chattis the koidem afrosh in. Liach afrosh aloi. If you do a chet, let's say yeh chelu by mistake, yeh dam by mistake. If you set aside the korban now for that very you just did, and then after you set aside this korban because you weigh dam, later you eat chaylev, nothing doing, this korban chattis will not be mechaper anymore for the next avera. It needs its own korban. But just like a korban chattis, it's only mechaper on the avera that was done before you were mafreshit, so maybe a korban oil also. Avhochanami, a korban oil also. The koidim afroshin, it's only mechaper on the avera you did before you were mafreshit this korban. But liach afrosh alai, once you set aside this korban oil to be your korban, that's it. It's mechaper on the verish you did until now, but not from now on. That's one for a dilma. Maybe no, you cannot turn out a korban oil from a korban chattis. Loidami lechattis, not daima to a korban chattis. Why? The chattis al kol chet vechet boi liasuye chod chattis. Let's say a person ate chaylev and then he ate dam. He has to bring two different kabbonis. Each chet you did is mechayiv to bring another korban. Just like the office of Malkus by Shabbos, each av is mechayiv a separate korban. Here also, each chet that's a chiyuv koris is mechayiv you a separate korban. So if you ate chaylev and then you ate dam, you have to bring two korbanos. So therefore, by a chattis, even if you ate chaylev today, you're mafresh to korban, and then you eat chaylev later, it does not help this korban anymore. Because for chattis it's special, each chet needs its own korban. But for hocha by korbanelo, no. Kivon, you could come as a gabe. You could have 100 Isser Aseh by you. You could have a lot of averus. Mechapro, that's still a korbanelo, is mechapro on all the averus that you have. That oil could be mechapro on. If so, maybe, I asked that, liachaf rosh, not a mechapro. Maybe korbanelo, even after you mafresh it. Before you did the avoidis, if you hopped around another chet, so you'll have a kapara with this korban, that's the shayla. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says v'somach v'nirsa. It says next to the avoid of smicha, putting hands at the owner, put his hand on top of the animal. It says v'nirsa receives a kapara. It says v'nirsa. So the question is why? V'chi smicha mechaperus? Does the mitzvah smicha, just the fact you put your hands on top of the animal, does that give you any type of forgiveness? V'aloy ein kapara el v'adam. The ika kapara you have from the korban is always as rikas adam. That's the end of the dalat avoidus. That's what gives you the kapara. That's what Rashi said before, that the shinu bailin is only on zrika. You have to mechaven that the zrika should be done for somebody else. That's when you receive your kapara. We spoke about before, that's the ownership in the korban, that you receive something from the korban. It's only the shah zrika. Shneim the pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper, that the dam is what gives you the kapara, not the smicha. If so, elamatam aloim of the somach. But there, so why does the pasuk say la somach make a smicha? Put your hands on top of the animal, the head, and then have a v'nirsa lechaper. So it means like this: shemosol le smicha shirei mitzvah. If you left over the smicha, meaning you made it like a shirayim, like left over, meaning you did not make the smicha at all. Let's say you brought your korban shlamim and you did not make the smicha. So malol avakosev kilu lechiper v'chiper. It's sitting like you do not have a complete kapara, but a partial kapara you do have. So we'll see what that means. Thus, by not doing the smicha, you're missing something. Even though the korban is still kosher, it's not yikuva, mitzvah smicha, but something you're missing. Question is what? What does it mean? My love doesn't mean to say the keeper or essay the koidim afrosha. And like keeper or essay the smicha, devil essay the lach afrosha. What it means to say is, you did an Isser Aseh now. You're over an Isser Aseh. There's a mitzvah when you bring your korban to make a smicha. Now you did not do that Aseh. You're mavata that Aseh. You went further and brought the korban. Let's say it's a korban oila. So really, kechaparayim, with this carbon oil, should be mechaper kapara for this issa that you did. You're bringing the carbon oil now. You did 25 averus yesterday. You're bringing the carbon oil today. Now, when you bring it saying you do not make the smicha, that's another avera. You left out the mitzvah of the smicha. So maybe now the fact that you're bringing this carbon, it could be mechaper on this avera. That's kamashla. No, it's not mechaper on the avera of smicha. Won't be the Hezbollah, why? Because it's an Avera, Liachar Afrosha. First in the morning, your mafresh, you set aside this animal to be your Korban Eilah, and now when you come to bring it, you leave out the mitzvah of Afrosha, the mitzvah of Smicha, that's called an Avera, Liachar Afrosha, and it does not help. So who you see here, that this Korban Eilah is not Mechapra on an Avera, Liachar Afrosha. So Mar says, no, maybe that's not the pshat over here. Oh, my Rava, Esther the smicha kamrit. You're talking about now the Esther the smicha. You have no proof. Shani hosam the chokama deloy shochit the yomid the summer koi. Let's see. When is it that you lost the mitzvah smicha? At what time can't you make a smicha anymore? You could do it all the way until the shechita. When you make the shechita, that's the end of the zman to make on the smicha. So, Amos said the essay, when were you mevatel the sester? When do you have the yisra say of not doing the smicha? Liacha shchita. It comes out only lachar at the beginning of the shchita, but go front of the shasi during the shchita. This is the time that's considered you mevatel the essay. If so, liacha shchita lo kemi boilon. Then I have no question. That wasn't the question. Shchita, once you make a shchita on the korban, you cannot have any more kapara from averus being done even right now. My only suffix was when you first set aside the animal, up until the shechita. If you did another avera in between, maybe the shechita can be mechapra on the avera that was done before the shechita. But an avera that's being done right now, the shas the shechita, that shechita, the korban cannot be mechapra. So you don't have any proof. It could be maybe a korban will be mechapra all the way up until an avera that's being done until the shechita. Maybe even after the afrosha. So you have no proof in this case. Oh, Malay Rafuna Bar Yehuda L'Rava. Hey, Mawaron, I say, Kipa Gavra. The person has a kapara, and like Kipa meaning, Kape Shemaya, meaning, as far as Hashem goes, he did something wrong. Rashi says, like Kipa,